One of the reasons why the 3 weeks, this time period, the 9 days, as we approach Tisha B'Av, is so difficult to grapple and to deal with, is because obviously not only are we reflecting upon the destruction of both Batei HaMikdash, but it also begs us at this time to reflect upon what exactly would facilitate its reconstruction. And it appears that the Gemara, in an analysis of what was the cause of the Churban HaBayit, also deals with this particular problem in terms of not only destruction, but in terms of rectification. The Gemara Nedarim is a very strange portion of Talmud, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Mai Dichtiv, what are the words of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah the prophet? The Gemara describes Yirmiyahu as Kula Churbanahu. The entire prophet of Jeremiah is completely a prophecy of destruction. Yirmiyahu said, Mi Aisha Chacham Biaven Et Zot? Who is the wise man who could possibly understand Alma Avda Haaretz? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? The Gemara says, Dabraza Nishala Chachamim Vela Nevi'im. This particular question in terms of why was Eretz Yisrael plowed over was posed both to the wise men and the prophets. Velo Pirshu, they did not know the answer. Atche Pirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came and explained. Vayomer Hashem, God said, Al Azvam Et Torati, because the Jewish people have left the ways of my Torah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, in response to this statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Bnei Yisrael left the Torah, and therefore that was the cause of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And the question that bothers Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is, it would seem that this formula is rather an obvious formula of destruction. Indeed, if Bnei Yisrael do not follow the ways of the Torah, clearly that would be the route towards their downfall. And therefore the question is, why was it so difficult for the Nevi'im and the Chachomim to answer the question, Al Ma'avda Haaretz, why was the land destroyed? Therefore the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav explains even further, She'im Mevarchin Batara Tchila. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, it wasn't that Bnei Yisrael didn't simply study Torah, but the problem was that the rabbinic leadership, the Rabbonim, the Nevi'im, did not say or recite the brachot of Birkat HaTorah prior to their learning in the morning. Before a person studies Torah every day, we are required to recite the Birkot HaTorah. Without doing so, we do not have license to study and to immerse ourselves in Limud Torah itself. Nonetheless, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is even stranger and more difficult to understand. Is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav implying that because the Chachamim and the Nevi'im did not recite the brachot of Birkat HaTorah prior to their learning, that's what caused the ultimate destruction of the Beit HaMikdash? Very difficult to understand. Now, while I agree and understand that it's a problem, that one should be, and one is expected to, recite the Birkot HaTorah prior to learning, certainly is not a reason to destroy the Beit HaMikdash if they did not do so. So what does it mean? What is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav posing in this Gemara? The Rishonim and the Achronim discuss this particular problem and explain that obviously there's a tremendous amount of symbolism behind what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav is proposing. The Ran says, Amav da Haaretz, why was the land of Israel destroyed? Pirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and explained. Why? Says the Ran, the Chachamim and the Nevi'im did not understand why it was destroyed. Because they said, here we are. We are learning Torah.
we have Tamidei Chachamim, we have outstanding scholars amongst our community. So what is the cause? Says the Ran, Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, Yodea Ma'amkei HaLev, God knows what is in the depths of man's heart. Shelo Hayu Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila, what does it mean that the Chachamim, the Rabbonim, did not say or recite the blessings of Birkat HaTorah? Klomar Shelo Hayta HaTorah Chashuva Be'ineihem, meaning the Torah was not important enough in their eyes, Sheyehei Ra'ui Levarech Aleha, that they should recite the blessings on it. What does that mean? Says the Ran, Shelo Hayu Oskim Ba Lishma. The Rabbonim, the Nevi'im, even the prophets were immersed in studying Torah, but it was not deemed Torah Lishma. It was not learning the Torah for the sake of its essential purpose. The problem with what the Ran is posing is that the Ran does not explain to us what does it mean to learn Torah Lishma. What does it mean to learn Torah for its greatest essential pivotal purpose? The Bach does. The Bach in the Orach Chaim comments on the Ran. Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torat Emet LeYisrael B'matana. God gave the Holy Torah to the Jewish people as a God-given gracious gift. Shelo Tishtakach Meitanu, it should not be forgotten. Kadei Shetidbak Nishmateinu VeGufeinu B'mitzvot ShebaTorah, so that we cling to the mitzvot in the Torah. V'imhayu Oskim B'Torah Al Kavana Hazot, had they had in mind to study Torah for the sake of emet, truth, for the sake of purpose, for the sake of clinging to God and bridging this world below to the Pamalya Shel Ma'ala, to the world above, that would have been proper and sufficient. It would have been absolutely outstanding. Aval, however, what was the problem in the time of the generation of the Beit HaMikdash? Ata shelo asku b'Torah ki'im lehana'atam v'leharot chochmatam. The Rabbonim, perhaps even the Nevi'im, at the time prior to the destruction of the Temple, studied Torah, immersed themselves in the study of Torah, but they did so in order to show their wisdom, in order to reveal their greatness. In other words, they had a personal agenda, a personal plan for self-promotion, and that was problematic. They did not have the intentions to cling to the spirituality of what Torah represents, to have a greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a greater revelation of themselves. This indeed caused the destruction and the complete obliteration of the Beit HaMikdash and of the land of Tzion, of Eretz Yisrael. From the Bach, we do not necessarily understand what it means, or he doesn't say explicitly what it means to learn Lishma. But he does tell us what it means to learn Lo Lishma, without the proper intentions. When a person mixes in personal agenda or personal fulfillment, as opposed to thinking about the altruistic purpose of serving Hashem within his learning of Torah, that is Lo Lishma. And therefore, Rabotai, we can appreciate that learning Lishma with the proper intentions means that I do not mix in my personal agenda, but rather I am kulo lichavodo ula'atzmo, I'm learning Torah for the sake of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for the sake of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world. That is the greatest fulfillment of Limud Torah that a Jew can achieve. It is terribly distressing and terribly disturbing to see what is going on in Arzenu HaKadosha, the same Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, which was destroyed over 1,000 years ago, which was completely obliterated by foreign enemies, by the Roman Empire. Today, the same Yerushalayim is being destroyed once again during the period of the 3 weeks when we mourn over the temple and its destruction. It's being destroyed by our fellow Jews. People amassing, taking to the streets, dumping garbage, burning garbage cans, throwing rocks on Shabbat itself, the Chilul Hashem, the desecration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that is being done here, is absolutely outrageous. To hear fellow Jews call Jewish policemen Nazis is absolutely mind-boggling and borders on the ludicrous. Terribly upsetting. So when I speak about the protests of what's called the Haredi population in the heart of Yerushalayim, and I tell people how terrible it is and what a Chilul Hashem it demonstrates, they say to me sometimes, well, the Rabbonim, the rabbis, do not support it. My dear friends, we have a concept in Halacha called Shtika Kehodoya Domi. When a person is quiet, it's as if he has given consent. And while I might understand and certainly appreciate that the Rabbonim do not support such behavior, and as expected, nonetheless, the fact that Rabbonim have not publicly come out and said, this is usur, it's forbidden, it's not allowed, this type of behavior is antithetical to what we expect in the ethics and morality of Torah. That itself, that silence, gives credibility to what is going on, to this desecration of God's name in the heart of Yerushalayim. One of my students, when I told them this idea, they said to me that he heard that the Rabbanim do not want to speak out against the violence in the streets of Yerushalayim, because if they discourage those followers, Hasidim, Haredim, from protesting in the streets, perhaps it'll look as if they give license to people to desecrate the Shabbat. Because the entire dispute began over the opening of a parking lot which would be open on Shabbat in Yerushalayim. And so if they tell the protesters to stop, it looks as if they support Chilul Shabbat. So I said to him, I don't understand how you can accept such an idea. And when they allow these frum Orthodox people to protest in the street, to call their brethren such terrible names, to throw rocks at each other, so that's better, to give credibility as if it's allowed to be Mechalel Shem Shamayim Berabim, to desecrate God's name in public. That certainly is not what Limud Torah or what Yirat Shamayim represents. At this time of year, when we reflect upon what caused the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, it is an obligation of ours as well to ask ourselves what will cause its reconstruction. What causes its reconstruction is when there is Ahavat Chinam, when we show tolerance, when we demonstrate patience and acceptance of one another regardless of whether or not we agree with how we go about doing things or with decisions that might not fit in to what we consider halachic. Nonetheless, we certainly cannot demonstrate sinat chinam, hatred for one another. and we certainly cannot tolerate what would be called by this Gemara in Nidarim a Limud Torah Shelo Lishma. Limud Torah that reveals itself on based on a personal venue, a personal agenda, to the extent that it demonstrates a clear Chilul Hashem, a public desecration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. When we understand this, and we embrace the path of what it means to have Torah Lishma, learning for the sake of tolerance, understanding, patience, and yes, love for our fellow Jews, even if they don't necessarily know what is halachically correct or incorrect. At that moment, not only will we understand better what caused the Churban Beit HaMikdash, but Amir Tzashem will be Zoche Lirot Zion V'Yerushalayim B'Nechamata, the comfort of Eretz Yisrael's reconstruction, and the Geula Shleima, the redemption of the Jewish people, B'Mehera B'Yameinu, Amen.